Hello, handsome. Good evening. Wonderful to have a guest sat at my table. Tonight, we will be having bourguignon. Why are you here? You said yourself you wanted to grab a bite to eat. What kind of host would I be to deny your hunger? So here we are. Oh. Where are my manners? I've forgotten to take off the hood. Ah, yes. You really do have beautiful eyes. I remember them from Rico's on 4th. It was lovely. You flirt brilliantly. We shared some tender moments. Our conversations set ablaze a passion in me. I've not entertained in some time. I gave you my number. We met in the park, next to the Riverstep District. How's your head? Mind your tongue. I abhor rude people. They deserve the courtesy of the same livestock they're behaviorally akin to. Be careful. Or I may have to end our date prematurely and search for a new dining partner. Oh, poor boy. Naked, dazed, chained to the chair, heart pattering uncomfortably fast. A cold sweat from your brow mingling its way down your tear-strewn face as you beg. So adorable. I'll forgive you, but just this once. Why am I doing this? I did tell you that you look delicious, after all. But I suppose that answer is inadequate. The short answer is, I don't like to eat alone. I find fine dining requires entertainment and the company of another. The long answer is, quite complicated, but I'll try to break it down for you. Do you know what cortisol is? No? It's a glucocorticoid produced in the medulla, adrenal glands, and central nervous system. It is more simply known as the stress hormone, released in times of distress, challenge, or demanding physical activity. It's currently surging through your veins, lighting every nerve on fire. Adrenaline courses through your body, leaving you raging in a fight-or-flight state. This will do two very important things. First, the sheer physical exhaustion this biochemical process ensures will certainly strain your body. Struggling against those chains will leave your muscles nicely tenderized. Second, the cold sweat you find yourself in will pull to the surface all that tasty salt in your body, which will pair beautifully with the seasoning I've prepared. All quality cuts of meat need to be marinated. Yes, marinated. And your meat appears simply mouth-watering. How does that make you feel? Fear? Dread? Hunger? Excitement? Interesting. Your expression is simply to die for. Doesn't the bourguignon smell absolutely heavenly? I do think I've outdone myself with this dish. He was a bit chubby, but I think that gave a wonderful marbling to the cut. Oh, yeah. It's fall off the bone tender. The wine gravy carries the herbs and spices magnificently. Can certainly taste the bay leaf. Most people think, erroneously, that it does nothing for the dish. They simply don't have enough sensitivity to their palate. It adds a depth and complexity that would be remiss if it were omitted. The meat has a velvety texture, and it melts in your mouth while still giving something nice and hearty to chew on. Honestly, I'm a sucker for a good rib roast. Goodness. I do think this dish is simply divine. Did you know? Most think a good bourguignon is made with Pinot Noir, but I think with the richness of the meat, I prefer a Chianti. It makes a milder sauce that's subtle, but doesn't lack nuance. With a Pinot, I find it overpowers the other herbs. The Chianti plays nicely against the thyme and clove. Why aren't you eating? I've made this for our date. Don't you enjoy my cooking? You know how I feel about rudeness. I went through all of this trouble, and you haven't taken a single bite. Those? The chains are only to restrict somewhat. There should be enough range of motion to enjoy the meal. Just pick up your silverware and enjoy a loving meal made by a lady who just wants to impress her date. No? Do you know how much effort I put into this meal? I marinated that pig boy for 38 hours. He was a quivering mess when I finally decided to pull the trigger. You look so horrified. Don't be. It's simply a turn of phrase. I'd never ruin good meat with lead. But I do like sampling a taste before I commit. I need to know if you're ready, or if more preparation is required. Don't fret. I butchered him post-mortem. There were parts of him that I ruined prior, but he still made some really nice cuts. You should be happy. I've chosen all the best parts to share with you. Carved out a juicy rib roast. Slaved over a hot stove for hours to produce such a wonderful meal. I even added a secret ingredient. It's actually nutmeg. It really adds a certain je ne sais quoi to the dish. Well then. If you refuse to eat, I guess I'll have to feed you. Now, love. Say ah. Come on. Come on. Take a bite. For me. Eat it or I may have to end our little evening rendezvous. And you wouldn't like that now, would you? Good boy. Can you taste the savory marinade of fear? That poor boy cried so much. I didn't think he had any moisture left in his body. Obviously, he must have. The meat is so juicy, succulent, and full of flavor. You can taste every decadent moment of wild anticipation. Is it not utterly delicious? Isn't it the best bourguignon your tongue has ever had the good fortune to taste? A life of luxury and leisure tends to produce fatty and beautiful marbling, all things required in a good bourguignon. I'm actually still thinking of what I'll do with you. Some things are easy. I decided when we kissed in the park that I'd have your tongue over a bed of wild rice. It was sweet and supple, and you knew how to use it. You're in better shape than the last one. But your rib roast will still be wonderfully marbled. Exquisite arms, by the way. Not too lean, but not all fat. And you have a nice rump. I can't wait to take a bite out of it. And then there's that succulent-looking cock of yours. I find it funny. I can usually conjure an accurate, educated guess on almost everything else, but the size and shape of a man's cock, well, that is always a pleasant surprise. It really does look delectable. Unfortunately, I usually ruin it during the tenderizing process. And since you keep refusing to eat, I'll just have to start here and now. Oh, you make such cute little whimpering noises as I drag this knife all over your tender flesh. I love the little red lines they leave, especially when... They leak out such tasty droplets. Your cock betrays you. It's very telling. You like it when the knife goes a little too deep. No sudden movements. I'm holding a very sharp knife. You wouldn't like it if I plunged it into your gut and disemboweled you like a squealing little piggy in a slaughterhouse. Now would you? Good boy. You deserve a little reward. And I deserve a little dessert. I'll just... kneel down and... such delicate pre-cum. You must eat quite well. Not too strong, but with light, sweet notes. You know, with my likes, I've had a lot of men in my mouth. Find some solace in the fact that your cock is the most delectable thing I've ever had on my tongue. No, not good enough to keep you alive, but could try. You make such cute little noises, love. Oh, you're looking flushed, shaking. Ooh, and your whimpers are getting deliciously desperate. Are you close? Won't you give me that thick, hot, and sticky cream? Give me your cum. I want to drink it down and savor your taste. Oh, your cum is simply delightful. I'm almost tempted to keep you. Don't flinch. I'm just getting up so I can straddle you and ride this incredible cock. I don't think I'll need these panties anymore. Open up and hold them for me. Oh? You opened your mouth a little too eagerly. I am really starting to like you. Good boy. Don't you dare drop those. I want you to taste me as I ride you. And just in case, I'll leave this knife just barely kissing your neck. Don't move as I lower. Myself. On you. Don't worry. I'll be nice and rough. Yes. That hits all the right spots. Good curse. Fantastic length. Nice. Complimentary curve. Your muffled moans every time my ass slaps against your thighs is fucking wonderful. Devilish boy. Fucking your kidnapper back. One might think you liked her violating you. I felt that twitch. I'm flattered. You like the way I laugh. You're a charmer, lover boy. That's it. Fuck this cunt. Fuck it like it's the last time you'll ever fuck. Oh, goodness, it really does get you off. Oh, you sick little pervert. Oh, is it knowing? Oh, you're inches away from death. Fuck. Is it my sensual voice? An addictive laugh? Or is it me talking to you like a fucking pitiful deviant slut who gets off on the idea of being cutted like a pig? That's it. Oh, have your cock tell me all about it. Your cock says all of the above, apparently. Oh, God. Aren't you a catch? Succulent cock. Delicious pre-cum. Oh, and you love being put in your place. Where have you been all my life? I'll make a rare exception. Just once. Just for you, love. I'm going to pull the panties out of your mouth. And you're going to beg me. If you beg like a good boy, I'll let you come inside me, and I won't kill you. Oh, heck. I'll even let you go, if you promise to come see me again. Yes. Beg for me, slut. Beg for your useless, feeble life. Beg because your life depends on it. Fuck yes. Really? What a naughty boy. Yes. All day, love. Of course. Anytime. You pitiful bitch. God. I'm so close. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so close. Fuck. 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 I'm coming. Oh, come inside me. Oh, show me how much you want to live. Fuck. Fuck. Now that was something, lover boy. It's a pity I lied. I may just come again from that look you're giving me. I really am gonna miss you. I think I'll marinate you for 26 more hours. But first, I think you'll need to be tenderized more.